Good morning. It's December 30th, 2011. The time is 6:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. On a Friday morning, it would be Foul Friday over there on Twitter. And I'm getting my day started here by just getting done cleaning up some spilled coffee. Which luckily, when the cup tipped, it tipped away from the computer desk and not towards the computer desk where I would have it all over everything, but did get some spilled coffee on the floor and missed the keyboard, so I'm good to go, but nothing earth shattering or anything like that. I noticed over on my Twitter line also, I use Hootsuite as a Twitter client when I'm at the computer desk here, and over in my, it's a good client because you can have multiple tabs and multiple columns open and stuff. And I am starting to use this program called Lazy Scope, which I find pretty interesting because I can highlight one particular Twitter list. But over on the mention column there for Twitter, I get these what I'm going to call unwanted tweets, where this one I had this morning, Fireman Rich, want to know how me and many others become our own bosses and make blah blah loads of money. Not even going to click on it. If anything, I see that, the red flags go up, and I'm automatically going to identify it as spam. And in a lot of cases, Twitter is onto these individuals where they're already, their accounts are suspended and whatnot, which is a good thing because I really enjoy Twitter. And their own right, Twitter is cleaning up their spilled the spilled coffee out there on Twitter land. I do like the tweets that I'm able to receive from individuals, as well as tweet the information that I want to get across, and hopefully that's helpful to people. And and just staying safe, and just to communicate. That's the whole idea, I think, in a nutshell, with Twitter there is a communication platform and information source. But over there on YouTube, there's some people that make YouTubes. I generally, I follow quite a few people, I guess, but there's a group there that they're very good as far as what they do on YouTube, as far as presenting themselves. And I comment on, and I don't comment that much on YouTube, but I do comment on those YouTubes that I view. But this other thing that's coming up, there's a couple of YouTube lives that I watch, one thing I noticed, and I didn't realize until I was checking out my own YouTube channel there at TFPFP, which I haven't really put that much on there, but I guess there's a column there, a section that records all those comments that you make and say, well, not only the comments that you leave at videos that you're viewing, but when you're viewing a live YouTube feed, it also records all those. And I didn't realize that. And I'm thinking, geez, I'm spamming my own self. So I'm going to start being a little bit reserved on those, primarily because I know they give, I don't know if they do it, they give clout in some sort in the YouTube mechanism there to the individual where you're watching the YouTube live. I'm going to be a little reserved because if I just hit a smiley face or whatever and stuff like that, that's being recorded, and it's sort of like I'm spamming my own self. So just something I noticed that, commenting is good because it gives direct feedback to those individuals that are producing the YouTubes. But I didn't realize it was spamming my own YouTube channel there on that particular section that records your activities, I guess. So I'm still learning about the YouTube, I guess, after all these years. Good platform. That's all I have this morning. I hope you're not spilling any coffee. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.